AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says he's hoping both parties can work together on several issues as Republicans prepare to take over majority in the House. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
After the president hosted each party's top two lawmakers, Chief Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer came out of the White House enthused.
There was goodwill in the room.
The president says he'd like both parties to join forces on keeping the government open, helping Ukraine, and avoiding a freight rail strike.
And we're going to find other areas of common ground, I hope, because the American people want us to work together.
But top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says they also want something else.
I think America likes a check and balance.
Saying that's why Democrats lost the House, and the man in line to be its next speaker is serving notice come January.
I think the administration got an indication it's going to be different.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Senate will vote on bipartisan legislation to protect same-sex and interracial marriages. NATO's Jens Stoltenberg says Russia is using missile and drone attacks to leave Ukraine cold and dark.
President Putin is trying to weaponize winter, to force Ukrainians to freeze or flee.
NATO is reaffirming its commitment to one day include Ukraine as a member. On the day Iran is playing the U.S. at the World Cup, Iranian authorities say two former members of the national soccer team, arrested this month in connection with nationwide protests, have been released on bail. During halftime of the U.S.-Iran match, the Biden administration announced a $1 billion arms sale to Qatar. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem issued an executive order banning state employees and contractors from accessing TikTok on state-owned devices, citing its ties to China. Twitter says it will no longer enforce its policy against coronavirus misinformation. This is AP News. Actor Clarence Gilliard Jr. has died. He was 66. More from the AP's Margie Zaraletta.
I just appreciate your confidence in me, Walker.
Clarence Gilliard Jr. was famous for playing James Trevette on Walker, Texas Ranger, and Conrad McMasters on Matlock.
You better be right, because it looks like this last one's going to take a miracle.
His film roles include playing the computer villain in Die Hard and Sundown, the radar intercept officer in Top Gun. Gilliard said in a 2002 AP interview he jumped at the chance to play Bruce Barnes in the Left Behind movies because he was a Christian.
If there's a heaven and there's a hell, are you getting ready for one or the other? And that's what we're talking about.
I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Kevin Butler accidentally threw away his wife's wedding rings. They were wrapped in a napkin. He managed to find the rings in a 20-ton trash trailer in Windham, New Hampshire. After about five or six scoops in the trailer, Butler spotted some familiar celery stalks in the trash, and he found the napkins and the rings nearby. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.